From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has fired the acting U.S. Attorney General after she directed Justice Department officials to not defend his executive order enforcing a temporary restriction on people entering the U.S. from seven countries. The Senate has yet to confirm Mr. Trump's nominee for Attorney General, Senator Jeff Sessions. The White House continued to defend the temporary travel ban Monday despite a global protest. Sean Spicer is the president's spokesman.
The president's going to be very proactive with protecting this country. We're not going to wait till we get attacked and figure out how we can make sure it doesn't happen again. He's going to do everything in his power to stop every threat that we face in this country and every potential threat. And that's the key point in this. How do we get ahead of threats? How do we keep America ahead of the curve when it comes to people who want to do us harm?
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer took part in an anti-ban rally on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court.
It will make us unsafe because it makes our soldiers who are fighting overseas have fewer allies. And it will make us unsafe because the nations of the world will no longer look up to us.
The executive order blocks citizens of Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Sudan, Yemen, and Somalia from entering U.S. territory for a period of 3 months. The ban has been clarified to allow people from those seven countries with green cards, lawful permanent residency, as well as non-citizen visa holders no longer automatically blocked from entering the U.S. African Union leaders meeting in Ethiopia Monday selected Chad's foreign minister, Moussa Faki Mahamat, to chair the 54-nation continental body. The AU also voted to allow Morocco back in after a 33-year absence. Rabat left in 1984 after the AU admitted the Western Sahara as a separate member. This is VOA News. Police in Quebec City said one suspect is still in custody following Sunday's deadly shooting in a mosque that left six dead in what Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called a terrorist attack.
It was an attack on our most intrinsic and cherished values as Canadians, values of openness, diversity, and freedom of religion.
The suspect, 27-year-old Alexander Bissonnette, a student at Laval University, has been charged with six counts of murder and five counts of attempted murder with a restricted weapon. Five people remain in critical condition. A dozen others suffered lesser wounds. The U.S. has confirmed that Iran test-fired a medium-range ballistic missile a U.S. official said exploded about 1,000 kilometers from its launch site. The White House said it's aware of the launch and is looking into the matter. Indiana University Iran analyst Hussein Banai was asked if the launch violates U.N. Security Council sanctions.
Strictly speaking, no, although it is a violation of the spirit of the resolution passed just prior to the signing of the nuclear agreement between Iran and the P5 plus one that basically prohibited Iran from carrying out any testing of missiles that would be capable of carrying a nuclear warhead.
A top Senate Republican condemned the launch, saying he would work with the other U.S. lawmakers in the White House to hold Tehran accountable. Houthi rebels have attacked a Saudi frigate with three boats off the western coast of Yemen, causing an explosion that killed two Saudi sailors and wounded three others. One of the boats rammed the Saudi vessel, causing the blast. Malaysian authorities have expanded the search for Chinese tourists and a Malaysian crew member who are still missing in waters off Borneo Island after their catamaran sank late Saturday, tossing 30 people overboard. One of the survivors, Yang Yaoru, said after the ship capsized, the passengers clung together, making themselves more conspicuous. The survivor spent several hours in the water before being rescued by local fishermen. 22 people have been rescued. Three Chinese tourists were found dead Sunday. The U.S. Senate is pressing ahead on President Trump's nominee for Secretary of State. In a vote of 56-43, Rex Tillerson advanced to the full Senate, receiving the backing of a majority of the Republican-led chamber. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush was discharged from a Houston, Texas hospital Monday after he was treated for more than 2 weeks for pneumonia. The 92-year-old ex-president, a World War II Navy pilot, was admitted January 14th after experiencing shortness of breath. U.S. stocks fell on concern among some investors about the uncertainty surrounding the temporary travel restriction on people from several countries entering the U.S. The benchmark Dow Jones Index falling more than 100 points to 19,971. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.